I might watch a little bit of it, but as that game is going on, you know, I got to get ready for a game Sunday as well.
Has this, now we asked for it, so many defenses keying on you, it's important that you have one. But sooner or later, other guys are going to have to step up, and there are other talents that are going to take some of the load off of for you.
Most definitely. You know, I have all the faith in the world. And I said numerous of times with Roddy, Leonard Hankerson, you know, Dev, E. Weems, you know, those guys, I mean, they definitely can beat one-on-one. So, you know, when those guys get the opportunity in the game, I have all the faith that they're going to make that play.
And how nice is it to be back at home inside the dome for change?
It feels great. Felt like we've been on the road forever now. Just to come back home, you know, being 3-0, and with the hometown support and love, you know, with all the fans coming out to support us, so it's going to be big.
Julio, what have you seen from the Texans secondary?
They're very talented, you know, with Kareem Jackson. You know, I know he's going to come play every play. We went to college together. You know, he's an Alabama guy. And they just fundamentally sound. They do a great job at what they do, and their front seven is pretty good.
Julio, we see the physical traits you have, the physical skills you have. What about the mental process you go through each week to get prepared?
Just keep everything the same. It's nothing I need to do extra, or I feel like I need to, okay, I'm going to go out here and create something, you know. DQ, he challenged us early on. Hey, get in a routine and stick with it. You know, you don't need to change.
What about the film watching and all that?
It's same. I do it every week. I do the same thing. I don't feel like I need to watch more film. I don't feel like I need to watch less film. I do the exact same thing every week.
But it's still a big portion of what you do. Right?
Oh, of course. You have to educate yourself on the defense you're going against. You know, their tendencies, as far as the cornerbacks, what they like to play, how they like to play. Are they physical? Are they fast? What size?
How much more difficult is that with him moving you around so much?
It's not difficult at all, because when I'm inside, I'm going against a linebacker, so I really don't have to watch film on a linebacker.
Matt Ryan has said there's been times where you'll still come to him and say, give me the ball, even though they're double-teaming you. How confident are you that you are able to take advantage of some of these teams when two guys are guarding you at the same time?
You know, Matt's been doing a great job with that, with guys on me, you know, because DBs, they usually can't play the ball well. And that comes from film study. You know, you see guys that can't catch the ball, doesn't have great ball skills, and I just let Matt know, hey, you know, this guy doesn't have great ball skills. So if it looked like I'm covered, I'm not covered.
What's your assessment of the Texans secondary?
You just came over here to do that? Nah, they're a great secondary. You know, like I told her, they're going to come to play. You know, they're physical and they fundamentally sound.
How often do you get lined up against the linebacker during the game music? And do you look forward to that?
It's when the defense mess up, for sure. You know, I don't think they want a linebacker on me. But Kyle does a great job of moving me around, you know, and putting me at different positions. So those guys, they kind of like freak out. And they just like, all right, I got him. And usually I'm on a linebacker, you know, Matt checks, or we try to make the best of it.
Julio, how is Kyle's offense and coming in? How has that benefited you most?
I feel like just the offense in general, you know, we getting the running game going. He making everything look the same. That's what Kyle does. Have so many routes off the same stem, and we also block the same way off the same stems. So guys don't really know as far as if we're going to block them or we're going to run a route on them.
Where do you see the biggest difference after kind of getting a little bit leaner and kind of losing that weight in the offseason? How has that affected your play this season?
I don't feel like I lost weight. I just feel like I gained more muscle, and I think I'm still the same weight.
Okay.
Just as far as getting in and out of breaks, you know, I feel like that the offseason plays a big part into what I'm doing right now.
Are there particular aspects of your body, particular muscles that you feel are stronger now because of that?
Yes, my quads and my hamstrings are very strong now.
Well, I know you were asked right at the beginning about winning that award, but isn't that the respect of your peers where you're at right now as far as the way your game is?
Most definitely. Like I said earlier, my offensive line doing a great job, giving Matt time to throw the ball, running back and protection, and other receivers as well. You know, running routes to get me open, and I do the same for them.